We now are thrilled to welcome on the former Secretary of State, CIA Director Mike Pompeo, joining us on KCMO Talk Radio right here in Kansas City. And, of course, the new book out, Never Give an Inch. Mr. Secretary, good morning. Thanks for joining us. You're missing us here in Kansas and Missouri.
It's great to be back on with you, and it's great to talk to the good people of my home state, Kansas and Missouri.
Let's just dive into this book here as we have a few minutes with you, Mr. Secretary. And when you look back on your time, CIA Director, Secretary of State, you guys really did, I believe, change the model in terms of how this country views China, its relationship with China, and how we operate when it comes to everything from business to foreign policy. How much of this? How much of this was something that you really wanted to push forward with?
Yeah, no, this was my priority. It's one of the reasons I wrote Never Give an Inch. We have given inches to the Chinese Communist Party for 40 years, and they took miles, and they built their economy on the backs of the American worker. Folks from Kansas, folks from Iowa, folks from Missouri, the heartland was decimated by the Chinese stealing our intellectual property, stealing our jobs, and then dumping that product back into the United States. And we flipped the script. And we finally acknowledged that China is a threat to the United States and began to push back against it in ways that are really important and Never Give an Inch. I write about why this matters to every citizen. You know, I hear people say, well, Mike, Beijing seems a long ways away, or Taiwan seems a long ways away. I totally get that. But in the end, it impacts us so much here at home. Kansas farmers, folks in Missouri that are making stuff and manufacturing plants. How we treat China and the fact that we've let them walk all over us for four decades is simply unacceptable. And we began to turn the script in ways that will matter to every American.
You know, it's interesting. Some of the excerpts that have come out from the book insinuate that you were tougher on China than your boss, President Trump. How did that go down behind the scenes? And what can you share with us to, you know, back that up?
Well, goodness, this was something that mattered an awful lot to me, and frankly, to some of the others on the national security team as well. President Trump was focused on the trade deficit, right? And we needed to get that right. But the challenge from Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party was fundamentally broader than they're spying us from their consulate in Houston, Texas. I directed that it be closed down. They're in our schools, giving money to every school, University of Missouri, Wichita State University, KU, K-State. Not because they love us, Pete, but because they're trying to undermine our way of life. And, you know, we had our moments during the Wuhan virus where Xi Jinping railed on President Trump, saying that Mike Pompeo is mean and nasty and evil. I think he was trying to get me fired. And it was in the middle of us trying to get stuff out of China. I think it actually proves the point. Xi Jinping was prepared to deny the American people things that American companies in China had made to keep lives safe here in the United States. And all he was worried about was the fact that the Secretary of State of the United States of America was challenging his authority. It was indecent. The president, the story that's been picked up is the president told me I needed to shut the hell up for a while. And so I did, because this was a challenging time. But none of us can ever fold our tent or give an inch when it comes to the Chinese Communist Party.
His new book, Never Give an Inch, Fighting for the America I Love, former Secretary of State, of course, Kansas Congressman as well, Mike Pompeo's on KCMO. So if Mike Pompeo could wave his magic wand or maybe, you know, become president one day, what do we need to do when it comes to that relationship with China that we did not do enough of under the Trump administration and certainly not under the Biden administration?
Yes, no, we left a lot undone, too. And I write in the book about the fact that there's still tons of work to do. Here's the core idea. Fairness and reciprocity. They're buying land in the United States near our military facilities. I dare you, Peter, to go try and buy some Chinese land near a Chinese military facility. Good luck. Right? We should have reciprocity. If their diplomats can travel the country doing spewing propaganda, our diplomats shouldn't be trapped on the compound. And when there's trade rules about how we sell into China and how they sell them, they should just be equal. And when we do that, we will begin to undermine the Chinese Communist Party core tenet, which is that they have a superior system. They don't. America is the most exceptional nation in the world. It is one of the focuses in the book that's out today, Never Give an Inch. And I want the American people to know that we can confront China And when we do, our economy will thrive, and ordinary citizens all across this country and their kids and grandkids will get another 250 great years here in America.
You know, obviously, you've been doing a lot of these conversations with folks, national, local, all over the country, and everybody's asking you what 2024 is going to look like for you. So I guess I would frame it differently. What does that decision come down to for Mike Pompeo as to whether or not he ultimately does run for president?
Pete, his decisions are so personal, but it'll be Susan, my wife Susan, and me that will ultimately decide. And I think, and I hope that anybody that's putting themselves forward to run for elected office says, am I the right person to present and make real arguments, not tweet, not own the libs, but make real arguments about how to improve the lives of every American? If you believe you can do that, that you can both have a chance that you can be successful at winning the election, and then most importantly, when in office, do the things you said you would do. Deliver on the promises you made in the campaign. If you think you could do those two things, you ought to go out and make the case. And then the good people of Iowa, New Hampshire, South Carolina, all across the country will get to sort it out.
Any hotels booked in Iowa over the next 6 to 9 months or so?
I'm going to be back in Iowa in a few weeks. I'm going to be up in New Hampshire in a few weeks as well. But we're still a couple of months off from making our decision.
Very cool. He is the former Secretary of State, CIA Director, and Kansas Congressman Mike Pompeo on KCMO in Kansas City.
It's
Thank you, Mr.
To be
Secretary.
With you again. Yes, sir.
Former Navy SEAL Sean Ryan shares real stories from real people from all walks of life on The Sean Ryan Show. Comedian John Crist.
How long have you been in Nashville? Let's see, 2018 is when I moved here. I lived in an apartment. I didn't know anything about it. I lived in L.A.
You were living in L.A.? How was that?
Yeah. Let's see. Good for my career. Send me to rehab, though. So that's pretty much the sum of it.
The Sean Ryan Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Bless you. Have a good day.
You too as well.
Our house is a mess. Come on in. I'm Amber Wallen, internet comedian and host of your new favorite podcast, Fly on the Wallen.
Okay, that's pretty presumptuous to assume that this is going to be their favorite podcast, by the way.
Anyway, that wasp that you just heard interrupt me is my husband.
And co-host, Benjamin Wallen.
Listen in as we discuss relationships and keeping our sweet baby kid alive.
Fly on the Wallen, wherever you listen.